Bill was an individual that had an incredibly fertile mind. He had ideas, and the word that comes to mind is thoughts, all the time. And I think that's evidenced by the fact that even though people often refer to locally to the Lancashire Valley as the hospital, Bill was way ahead of his time in helping Lancashire Valley become much, much more than a hospital. It really is a health system. It has nursing homes, it has physician's office practices, outpatient diagnostic centers, imaging centers, hospitals, and really the list goes on. And I feel like, for me, when I came in 2000, first of all, Bill was absolutely exemplary in terms of how he dealt with leaving after so long and helping me. There were many times when I called him and we either went over to his house or we met someplace and I just listened, picked his brain. He was most gracious. And that really lasted the whole time I was there, whether it was at Rotary or other places in town, even when he was involved in the university. It was not unusual for me to say, hey, Bill, what do you think about this? And again, he was always thoughtful, insightful, and most gracious. I feel like the community has lost an icon. He and his wife, Donna, very, very committed to the Findlay area, certainly to Blanchard Valley, later on to the University of Findlay. When Bill was in on something, he was all in. And I think the community is much, much better off because of it. And I can tell you or anybody that listens to me that whatever we were able to achieve over the last 20-plus years, the table was set by Bill Roos. He made possible what exists today. So for me, a remarkable man, a most gracious man, and one that will be missed.